This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, a great time to focus on not only your physical, but mental health too. If you've always found therapy too expensive or inconvenient, now is the perfect time to try Talkspace. With Talkspace, you can get therapy without leaving your house. Just go online and tell us about yourself. We'll match you with a licensed therapist within 2 days. With 100% online therapy sessions, help happens on your schedule. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Welcome back, everyone, to Founder's Story. Today, we have Marilyn Nagel, who is the co-founder and chief advocacy officer of Rise Equity. There's been a lot of talks around DEI, Marilyn, as well as a mentor of mine told me many years ago that a diverse working group will outperform a non-diverse working group in any type of work environment. And that has stuck with me since then. But I'm really excited to learn about why right now did you start Rise Equity?
Well, we actually started several years ago. And the reason we began this effort is because we believe and have been proven to find that the more diverse a company is and the more diverse leadership teams are, the better decisions are. So we used to joke and say that if it was Lehman Brothers and Sisters, it probably would still be around. And that doesn't mean that if it's all women, it's a better thing, or all men. It means that when we get a mix, women ask different questions than men, people with a background that they're new to a field ask different questions than people who have been in a field a long time. So diversity is not just things like gender, race, and ethnicity. Diversity is different ways of thinking. It's everything we bring to the table. And we know that companies that leverage everyone who works there, all of the talent, do a better job. I've been doing this work for a very long time, but Rise Equity has come into being, really. We launched our company in order to meet the needs of companies today, companies that are dealing with AI in the workplace, companies that are dealing with multiple generations in the workplace who are looking for a way to succeed in their careers. And that's what we help them do.
Thank you for clarifying that. I really like how you've defined diversity as different thought process, not just one specific thing. Can you share with me the companies that are coming to you that you're helping? Do they share something similar as to the ones that are really looking to ramp this up or get better at it?
We work with companies from all industries. We have consumer goods. We have a fast food product. We have tech companies, we have STEM healthcare companies, we have small and large small firms, large multinational, global multinationals. The common element is these are companies who care about their employees, the communities in which they work, and the product. They want to ensure that their product resonates with the people who buy it, whether that's B2B or B2C. They're companies that care about the employees, want to make sure that the employees have a rich experience and can grow their careers, want to stay with them, because we know that younger and newer employees, the newer generations in the workforce, tend to switch jobs every 2 years. But it's possible to switch jobs and stay within the same company if you give people a rich experience. So companies are coming to us to say, how do we provide that rich experience? How do we provide an experience that gives people an opportunity to stay with us and grow their career?
I'm really glad you bring that up, because that's something when I was a leader, I always struggled with in the corporate environment, because they didn't really look at strengths and putting you somewhere in your strength. And let's say you were struggling in your role, they just did performance improvement plan to get you out of the company versus finding you somewhere that maybe fit better into the strengths that you have. How do you look at this here in terms of, like you said, a person doesn't need to leave a company to change roles?
Absolutely. I had a wonderful experience back when I was the chief diversity officer at Cisco Systems. I was struggling to expand my team, as so many people are, because we're always doing more with less. This is not the first era when leaders are asked to do that. And someone said to me, I have someone who's struggling on my team, not performing well. I'm willing to give them to you. And I believe we emphasize people's strengths, not their weaknesses. Look for what people are good at, find a role that plays to their strengths, and let them go. So I took on this person, and this was back probably in 2005. They're still at the company. They're a super performer now. They were just in the wrong role. I think it's incumbent on us as leaders to look at what are people good at, find ways to leverage those strengths. We use Strength Finders, the book. It's a great tool for folks. We all have strengths. We all have areas of opportunity. Don't focus on where your opportunities are. Focus on what you're strong at, what you're good at. Play to that. Add people who are good at the areas that you're not good at and let them do those things. Together, that's teamwork. That's collaboration. That's what makes the team work.
I love Strength Finders, by the way. And obviously it worked, right? Like, could you imagine if you didn't take that person on, they might have been fired or they might have quit because it didn't fit how they're, I was reading recently about how Iceland had implemented a 4-day work week and how a lot of generations now are looking at things in terms of working less, not wanting to do the 50, 60, 80 hour grind that, we all thought we had to do, which I think is maybe creating a little bit of a clash with, older managers who were brought up in, working a huge amount of time and working every day, on a salary. How are you seeing this in the workplace with how these generations are looking at things?
I love the 4-day work week concept, frankly. And we brought in a speaker to meet with the CHRO community and share with them the benefits of 4-day work week. But you have to couple that with getting rid of things that are taking up leaders and employees' time that doesn't add value. How many hours a week are we spending in meetings where we rehash the same information over and over again and come out, we talk about it, but we don't take the action that comes out of the meeting. And then we meet again to talk about it again. And so the only way a 4-day work week can work is if you cut down on things that are not productive in the workplace. And that doesn't mean working 50 hours in 4 days. That's not the goal. The goal is to say, what are we doing that isn't adding value? And let's eliminate those things. If there are 10 people sitting in a meeting and only really 3 or 4 of those people are needed for making a decision, then let's only have 3 or 4 people sit in on that meeting. Let's not have the rest of the people sitting there on their phones or on their laptops trying to get, surreptitiously do emails or do other things. Let's not copy the world on an email that doesn't need to be copied. But by the same token, let's make sure we communicate transparently with people that need information and not hold it as ransom for power. So both things have to happen. Organizations have to be more efficient and more effective and look at what's, you know, what is needed, who is needed in the room, do we have the right people in the room, and how can we save time and energy and not expect people to work 24/7. The 24/7 on culture isn't going, it is not sustainable. People are not working at their best when they're always on, needing to respond to an email on, you know, Saturday afternoon or Tuesday at midnight. Doesn't work, even when we're working in global scenarios. I worked with a global team for years, but that didn't mean that I had to be available all hours or that my team needed to be. And you have to model those behaviors. As a leader, you have to model that you don't expect people to respond to you on the weekend or in the middle of the night. I've talked to too many people who say, meetings are called and I have to be there and it's 3 a.m. my time. And, you know, it's a global multinational and the U.S. folks schedule a meeting and they expect me to be there. And it's just, you know, and then I have to work all day my time. So we have to be more thoughtful.
I can't help but laugh because I remember when I had gotten promoted and I all of a sudden had like 12 managers underneath me and I would send emails at 3 a.m. because I just woke up. And they were all very stressed by the time that they got to work because I didn't know they were reading the email. I said, don't read the email. But they're like, we can't not read your email, right? And I had to say, okay, I will never send an email from like 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. or whatever it was.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC, GDPR, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 8,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and improve security in real time. Our audience gets a special offer of $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/founders. That's VANTA.com/founders for $1,000 off. Now back to the show.
Hey everyone, I'm sure you've heard me talk about Rosetta Stone. It's the most trusted language learning program available on desktop and as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. That's why Rosetta Stone is different. It is trusted by millions of people. And the great thing is, you don't have to learn by memorizing. You're truly learning to speak, listen, and think in that new language. I'm currently learning Spanish since we are going to be expanding to doing interviews here in Spanish, and I want to be fluent. So I can deliver incredible, amazing conversations. And then when I travel, I want to be able to take those languages where I go. Plus, with Rosetta Stone, they have a built-in true accent speech recognition feature, which is like having a personal trainer for your accent, ensuring you sound authentic. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today, T-O-D-A-Y.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. We want this already done, streamlined in one place, leveraging over 140 million
qualifications and preferences every day. Its matching engine is constantly learning your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Founders Story. Just go to Indeed.com/Founders Story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Founders Story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. But I appreciate you going through that. I can't wait for the 4-day work week to be everywhere and to everyone to be less burnt out than they are right now.
Yeah. Well, because if we want our best and brightest thinkers and we want the best and brightest thoughts from everyone who works, then we need to not burn people out. And we need to know that if you don't get a break from work, you're not going to bring creative thoughts and innovation to the forefront. And we want innovation. So,
well, Marilyn, this has been amazing. I know you have a webinar coming up, which I think is going to be absolutely necessary for all of us to attend. So if you can tell everyone, how can they check out the webinar and how can they find out more information about you and the company?
Absolutely. Well, you can email me at Marilyn@RiseEquity, one word, riseequity.co, C-O, not com. And our webinar is with Sherry Browning, who's brilliant, and her specialization is communication. And this webinar is communicating. It's on civility in the workplace in turbulent times. And I can't think of a more turbulent time than that which we are currently experiencing. But in particular, we thought we'd do this on November 12th. It'll be noon Pacific time. So you can email me if you'd like to attend, and I will make sure that you get registered. Before your Thanksgiving dinner, as I was mentioning to you, if you have that weird uncle or strange neighbor who's going to be at your Thanksgiving table and you want to know how to navigate those dicey conversations about is climate change real or whatever, this is a good webinar for you. Also, just what do you address in terms of communicating in the workplace? How do we work with people who have very different perspectives than we do? As we become more polarized and as things have become a little more turbulent, I believe in AI, I don't believe in AI, all kinds of things have come up. And so come here, Sherry Browning, on November 12th at noon. Email me at riseequity.co or just go to the Rise Equity website and you can sign up for it.
Well, Marilyn, this has been great. I think as we become more and more diverse in the workplace, we need to learn how to communicate better and communicate with each other. And that's how we get things done. The world is a better place if we learn how to communicate. So thank you so much, though, for joining us. I can't wait for the webinar. I hope everyone checks that out. And I'm really appreciative and thankful for you joining us today on Founders Story.
My pleasure.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only $1. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this, you can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer, especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. Excludes delivery, and you must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals and